ZackXBT flags 520K Polymarket exploit on Polygon. Team says user funds safe on-chain investigator ZackXBT flagged a roughly $520,000 exploit on Polymarket's Polygon contracts on May 22, 2026. The Polymarket team confirmed the incident publicly within hours and said user balances are not at risk. The disclosure landed during a soft tape. Bitcoin trades at 77,274 AUS, down 0.4% on the day. Ether at 2,122, and the broader Fear and Greed Index sits at 39 as of May 22, 2026. The market reaction in POEL, or Polygon-adjacent assets, was muted, in part because Polymarket framed the breach as a governance role compromise rather than a smart contract bug. A compromised role, not a contract bug. According to Polymarket's update, the loss came from a compromised governance role with elevated permissions on Polygon. That role was used to move roughly 520K out of contracts the team controls. The keys associated with the compromised role have since been revoked. The team's language matters here. They did not describe a flaw in the matching or settlement logic. They described an operator-side credential failure. A key that should have been hard to reach was reached. That distinction shapes how the rest of the platform responds. A logic bug usually forces a pause across markets. A role compromise is contained once the role is revoked. ZackXBT was the first public voice on the incident, tracing the outflow on Polygon before Polymarket's own statement. CoinDesk's write-up put the figure at around 520K and confirmed the team's user funds safe framing. User balances sit in separate contracts. Polymarket's architecture splits operator-controlled funds from user balances. User collateral on the prediction market sits in contracts that the compromised role could not touch. That is the structural reason the team is comfortable telling traders to keep using the venue while the postmortem runs. For context, this is a different incident from the Indian regulatory action covered earlier this week in the May 2026 Polymarket and Kalshi crackdown. One is a regional access decision by a government. The other is a security event affecting one network's operator infrastructure. Treating them as the same story would miss the point. Polymarket has had a busy week on two completely different fronts. A 520K loss still matters. $500,000 is small, next to the platform's volume. Polymarket has been one of the most watched venues of the year, with its 1.5B valuation round in April 2026 and the more recent SpaceX and OpenAI valuation markets. A six-figure loss does not dent that. But the signal it sends to large traders is what the team has to manage. Three things stand out. The compromised role had real power. Even if user funds were structurally insulated, the same role could have been used to delay payouts, freeze markets, or push contract upgrades. Revoking it quickly limits the blast radius. Time to disclosure was short. ZackXBT posted first, Polymarket followed within roughly an hour. That cycle is what large counterparties watch when they decide whether to keep liquidity on a venue. The choice not to pause trading is itself a statement. Many teams would freeze markets after any drain. Polymarket kept them open, which only works if the operator separation between governance and user funds is real and the team is confident in it. Open questions. The team has not yet said publicly how the role was compromised. The two common patterns are phishing of a key holder and a leaked private key from an internal system. The postmortem, once published, should specify which. Also outstanding, whether Polymarket will rotate other operator roles preemptively, and whether any monitoring failed to flag the outflow before ZackXBT did. A drain visible to an outside investigator on Polygon usually means the team's own alerting had a gap.